Have you checked out the Rad Women Public Art that's popping up in downtown Grand Rapids? Thanks to those on behalf of Downtown Grand Rapids, Inc. and the many partners, including Lions and Rabbits Art Gallery. We are seeing this happen. We've been seeing it happen, and you will continue. There we go. Samantha Suarez on behalf of DGRI, Inc., communication specialist, ready to talk about it. Good morning to you, Samantha.
Hi, Shelley.
Hannah Berry, founder of Lions and Rabbits Art Gallery. What is your gallery all about?
We are a local art gallery that features 113 artists right now. We hang art in other spaces, and we help with public art projects.
Where are you located?
We are at 1264 Plainfield.
Nice. Tell me about the important work that DGRI does, Samantha.
Well, we're a city building organization, so we do things like this Rad Women Public Art Project and Movies on Monroe, which is coming up this summer, and Relax at Rosa.
Will there be a summer?
Will there be a summer? I don't know. Well,
messing with you. All right, Samantha, let me have you tee it up for us. Congratulations, Tiger Woods. DGRI has announced and has begun this Rad Women Public Art Initiative in honor of Women's History Month back in March. What's happening?
Well, it's a funny story, actually. Kim Vandriel, our director.
Is it her birthday today?
It is her birthday. Happy birthday, Kim. That's why she couldn't make it today. But she actually bought a book entitled Rad Women A to Z by Kate Schatz. And from there, she came up with the idea of this public art project where we paint mechanical boxes in downtown GR from about all the rad women that are featured in that book.
What's the definition of a rad woman?
Someone who just like shook up history and was badass, for lack of other words.
And obviously you've gathered your partners to make this happen, making sure it's all legal and certainly is this permanent art?
This is actually a placemaking project. So the definition of placemaking is just to bring people there, you know, make people see spots that they wouldn't see before. Hopefully this stays. I mean, hopefully people respect it. So
yes. And Hannah, yes, thanks to you and your organization. Would you expand on how this project came to be and, well, what do we see?
Yeah, so Kim contacted me in October of last year and was asking, do I want to do this project that is for Women's History Month? So we started it then. We went to the Arts Advisory Council and just let them know, yes, hey, we're doing this project, and did an artist call for Michigan-wide artists, female-identifying artists. So we had that open for a couple months, went through the applications. We let the artists pick their top three ladies that they identified with, and then kind of assigned them from there. Artists submitted sketches to us. We brought it back to the Arts Advisory Council and worked with Mobile GR to help figure out how we can do this, Grand Rapids walking tours, to make sure that we could make this an accessible tour for people as well. So there's a lot of moving parts in it, and then artists started painting, 27 local artists.
How many have finished their work?
There's about four that are finished, thanks to the snowstorm.
got a little weather issue. When do you look for this to completely be done?
Everything will be completed on May 7. Kate Schatz is actually going to be here, and there will be a ribbon cutting that day as well.
Nice. Again, a project that does brighten our city street spaces, creating paid opportunities for local artists, yes?
Yes, all paid by DGRI.
So, Samantha, where do I see this? Downtown Grand Rapids, right?
Yes, so it's all walkable. That's why we're doing a walking tour for it, led by Grand Rapids Running Tour. So that'll be throughout the month of May. We haven't like posted the dates quite yet online, but that's going to go up this week. You can check that out at downtowngr.org.
And even more specifically with our conversation, what am I seeing? Who am I seeing? Am I seeing portraits of women on these places?
Yes. So it's based on the book Rad Women A to Z by Kate Schatz, like I said. So it's a typical A to Z book. So A is for Angela Davis, B is for Billie Jean King, and so on and so forth. And through the walking tours, you can actually get a more detailed like view of their life, yes, and what they did for America.
Are all the women from the book and from national? Are you having any local picks up here?
No, they're from American history, so it's all around. It's all from U.S. history, but the rad artists are all local.
Yes, yes.
We wanted to make sure that we stayed consistent with Kate Chatt's book so that we were honoring the author and the illustrator from that project as well. There are talks of next year maybe doing something that is more local-based, but that has come to our attention a lot.
Yes. Well, again, I'm on your website. That is downtowngr.org under announcements, and it does look like you will be having a Rad Women happy hour at the Pyramid Scheme. You're going to have classroom visits and more that that will continue to keep this on the forefront, even though Women's History Month is come and gone.
Yes, so the Rad Women Happy Hour will be at the Pyramid Scheme on May 7th, so that's just going to be a nice mix and mingle type event. Kate Chatz will be there, and there will be books, copies of her books that you can buy right there on the spot from Books and Mortar, and it's just a great chance to celebrate all the work that was finished.
Yes.
And it's owned by another rad lady, you know, Pyramid Scheme.
Yes, Tammy.
Yes.
Tammy, yeah. Owner also of Well House, or former executive director or such. What will your role be? Any more? I mean, do we need to head to Lions and Rabbits Art Gallery for more explanation? You'll have maybe some of the books for sale there?
We actually are not doing anything at the physical location for this project, but we... DGRI is having a luncheon for all of the artists and Kate Chatz and some city members to thank everybody that participated in the event. So we'll be hosting that. Outside of that, you can look at our website. We do have all the information about this. We're kind of picking from DGRI's website because it's done very well.
Sure
is. Thank you, Hannah.
It even looks like there's a Rad Kids event for families at the GR Public Library on May 8th.
Yes, so Kate Chatz will be there too, and there's just going to be all these workshopping activities for families where they can get to know Kate and all the work she's done in her life and just about the book more and get inspired from the book.
And again, you mentioned Grand Rapids running tours. There's also self-guided tours that will be available with partnerships with GR Walks. All this is on your website. And certainly anything else, Hannah?
Yeah, the walks will be in Spanish as well.
Well, as they should, and certainly. Now, again, we find these popping up on mechanical boxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
We never knew there were that many mechanical boxes. That's going to be another visual. So, how about those mechanical?
Yeah.
Making the boxes pretty. Right?
Yeah, they were pretty drab looking before that. So,
so what this community does, thinks outside of the box, not to ho-ho on that, but certainly giving local artists their time and featuring. Looks like Rosa Parks Circle might be one of the photos, too.
Yes, that's the starting point for all the tours,
wow,
as it usually is for most things in downtown Grand Rapids.
Yes. Your final word, Hannah Berry, founder of Lions and Rabbits Art Gallery.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. I hope you enjoy the tour. Take some time. Make a day of it. It's a fun thing.
Yes, it'll be nice to see. I bet they'll be out painting Thursday, a high of 69. We'll call it a mini art prize. Nothing to do with art prize, but again, all part of our collaboration. All right, Samantha, details one more time, please.
The Pyramid Scheme Happy Hour is on May 7th. The Rad Kids event at the public library is on May 8th. They're all free and open to the public, so please come. And once the walking tours information is up, check that out at downtowngr.org.
Awesome. Rad Women, this public art project growing mechanical box by mechanical box, thanks to our partnerships, especially DGRI. Thank you very much, Samantha Suarez and Hannah Berry.